We have another phenomenal day here in the Freedom Community. Before I jump in, let me know if you can hear me fine. Give me a 5x5 if you can see me and hear me, because what I'm going to tell you right now is historic. This is historic. So before I jump too far down that rabbit hole, let me know if you can see and hear, because the United States Supreme Court has just again sided with the Second Amendment and destroyed another unconstitutional ATF regulation that they tried to go for law. Thank you very much for the information that we are live. You know, you can hear me and see me. Let's do this. This decision just came down. I want to first thank my friend, my personal friend and hero, Stephen Williford, the barefoot defender, Sutherland Springs, Texas shooting. If you don't know about Stephen, you need to know about Stephen. He called me. I was out helping the wife in the garage. Let's go. Supreme Court just came down with the decision that we've been waiting for in the Cargill case. The Supreme Court just ruled 6-3, and wait till you hear what they said. This is phenomenal. Let's get into it. I'm reading this for the first time myself, okay? This was argued on February 28th, 24, through June, and it was decided today. The National Firearms Act of 1934 defines a machine gun as any weapon which shoots, is designed to shoot, or can be readily restored to shoot automatically more than one shot without manual reloading by a single function of the trigger. With a machine gun, a shooter can fire multiple times or even continuously by engaging the trigger only once. This capability distinguishes a machine gun from a semi-automatic firearm. With a semi-automatic firearm, the shooter can only fire one time by engaging the trigger. Using a technique called bump firing, shooters can fire semi-automatic firearms at rates approaching those of some machine guns. A shooter who bump fires a rifle uses the firearm's recoil to help rapidly manipulate the trigger. Although bump firing does not require any additional equipment, a bump stock is an accessory designed to make the technique easier. A bump stock does not alter the basic mechanics of bump firing, and the trigger still must be released and re-engaged to fire each additional shot. 6-3, this is. For many years, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives consistently took the position that semi-automatic rifles equipped with bump stocks were not machine guns under Section 5845 Bravo. ATF abruptly changed course when a gunman using a semi-automatic rifle equipped with bump stocks fired hundreds of rounds into a crowd in Las Vegas, Nevada, killing 58 people and wounding over 500 more. ATF subsequently proposed a rule that would repudiate its previous guidance and amend its regulations to clarify that bump stocks are machine guns. ATF's rule ordered owners of bump stocks either to destroy or surrender them to the ATF to avoid criminal prosecution. And in case he's watching, I'm not paying attention to the chat at the moment, Michael Cargill, thank you, brother. Thank you for pushing forward when others might not have been able to. Michael Cargill surrendered 2 bump stocks to ATF under protest, then filed a suit to challenge the rule under the Administrative Procedure Act. As relevant, Cargill alleged that ATF lacked statutory authority to promulgate the rule because bump stocks are not machine guns as defined in Section 5845 Bravo. After a bench trial, the district court entered judgment for the ATF. The Fifth Circuit initially affirmed but reversed after hearing en banc. A majority agreed that Section 5845 Bravo is ambiguous as to whether a semi-automatic rifle equipped with a bump stock fits the statutory definition of a machine gun, and resolved that ambiguity in Cargill's favor. Held, the ATF exceeded its statutory authority by issuing a rule that classifies a bump stock as a machine gun under 5845 B Bravo. Guys, I don't know if you're paying attention. This is the third ruling against ATF in like 4 days. I told you it was going to get good, and the fruit is starting to be bared. Bared? Born? You know what I mean. All right. A semi-automatic rifle equipped with a bump stock is not a machine gun as defined by 5845B because 1, it cannot fire more than one shot by a single function of the trigger. And two, even if it could, it would not do so automatically. ATF therefore exceeded its statutory authority by issuing a rule that classifies bump stocks as machine guns. I need you all to do me a favor. Go down and hit that like button. There's 2,800 people in here, 650 likes. We need this to get through the algorithm. Just hit that button. It'll take you a second. I'm going to keep reading. You just hit like and hopefully subscribe. All right, B. A semi-automatic rifle equipped with a bump stock does not fire more than one shot by a single function of a trigger. The phrase function of the trigger refers to the mode of action by which the trigger activates the firing mechanism. No one disputes that a semi-automatic rifle without a bump stock is not a machine gun because a shooter must release and reset the trigger between every shot. And any subsequent shot fired after the trigger has been released and reset is the result of a separate and distinct function of the trigger. Nothing changes when a semi-automatic rifle is equipped with a bump stock. Between every shot, the shooter must release the pressure from the trigger and allow it to reset before re-engaging the trigger for another shot. A bump stock merely reduces the amount of time that elapses between separate functions of the trigger. Oh boy, they were listening to what all these gun folks were saying. This is awesome. ATF argues that a shooter using a bump stock must pull the trigger only one time to initiate a bump firing sequence of multiple shots. This initial trigger pull sets off a sequence, fire, recoil, bump, fire, that allows the weapon to continue firing without additional physical manipulation of the trigger by the shooter. This argument rests on the mistaken premise that there is a difference between the shooter flexing his finger to pull the trigger and pushing the forearm forward to bump the trigger against his stationary trigger. Moreover, ATF's position is logically inconsistent because its reasoning would also mean that a semi-automatic rifle without a bump stock is capable of firing more than one shot by a single function of the trigger. Yet, ATF agrees that this is not the case. ATF's argument is thus at odds with itself. C. Even if a semi-automatic rifle with a bump stock could fire more than one shot by a single function of the trigger, it would not do so automatically. Section 5845B specifies the precise action that must automatically cause a weapon to fire more than one shot, a single function of the trigger. If something more than a single function of the trigger is required to fire multiple shots, the weapon does not satisfy the statutory definition. Firing multiple shots using a semi-automatic rifle with a bump stock requires more than a single function of the trigger. A shooter must maintain forward pressure of the rifle's front grip with his non-trigger hand. Without this ongoing manual input, a semi-automatic rifle with a bump stock will not fire multiple shots. ATF counters that machine guns also require continuous manual input from a shooter. The shooter must both engage the trigger and keep it pressed down to continue shooting. ATF argues there is no meaningful difference between holding down the trigger of a traditional machine gun and maintaining forward pressure on the front grip of a semi-automatic rifle with a bump stock. This argument ignores that Congress defined a machine gun by what happens automatically by a single function of the trigger. Simply pressing and holding the trigger down on a fully automatic rifle is not manual input in addition to the trigger's function. By contrast, pushing forward on the front grip of a semi-automatic rifle equipped with a bump stock is not part of functioning the trigger. Man, they are slaying the ATF. They're crushing them. This is phenomenal. Another landmark decision here. Moreover, a semi-automatic rifle with a bump stock is indistinguishable from the Ithaca Model 37 shotgun, a weapon the ATF concedes cannot fire multiple shots automatically. ATF responds that the shooter is less physically involved with operating a bump stock equipped rifle than operating a Model 37. It explains that once a shooter pulls the rifle's trigger a single time, the bump stock harnesses the recoil, the firearm's recoil energy and continuous back and forth cycle that allows the shooter to contain to continue firing. But even if one aspect of a weapon's operation could be seen as automatic, that would not mean the weapon shoots automatically more than one shot by a single function of the trigger. Automatically. That's the key emphasis. And single function of a trigger. D, Delta. Abandoning the text, ATF attempts to shore up its position by relying on the presumption against ineffectiveness. That presumption, thank you for the super chats, y'all. I'm sorry, I missed a few of them, and I'm sorry I just whacked my microphone. That presumption weighs against interpretations of a statute that would render the law in a great measure nugatory and enable offenders to elude its provisions in the most easy manner. In ATF's view, Congress restricted machine guns because they eliminate the manual movements that a shooter would otherwise need to make in order to fire continuously at a high rate of fire, as bump stocks do. So, ATF reasons, concluding that bump stocks are lawful simply because the trigger moves back and forth, would exalt artifice above reality and enable evasion of the federal machine gun ban. The presumption against ineffectiveness cannot do the work the ATF asks it to. Interpreting 5845 Bravo to exclude semi-automatic rifles equipped with bump stocks comes nowhere close to making the statute useless. And this was affirmed by, the opinion was delivered by Justice Clarence Thomas, who is single-handedly destroying ATF lately, in which Chief Justice Roberts, Alito, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett joined. Justice Alito also filed his own concurring opinion. And who do you think came against it? The wackos. Sotomayor filed the dissenting opinion in which Kagan and Jackson joined. Now, I just read you the opening. There's another 4 to 39 pages that I still have to read. But the most important thing is the United States Supreme Court has just ruled 6-3 that ATF's bump stock ban is unconstitutional. And that's great. ATF, you're getting your teeth kicked in for your unconstitutional BS, and it's phenomenal. Guys and gals, this is great. Michael Cargill, I don't have a hat on. In fact, the back of my head's getting sun-cooked, but my hat is off to you, Michael. Congratulations, you've earned this, and the rest of the country is grateful because you pushed the Supreme Court to make a landmark decision in favor of the Second Amendment, destroying the ATF who's trying to destroy the Second Amendment. So thank you on behalf of America. And it just so happens that this happened on Flag Day. So, you know, our forefathers are talking to us, and I hope we're listening. Gals and guns, thank you so much. Thanks to all who made this happen and all who never complied. And you don't got to thank me. I appreciate you. If I can figure out how to do this here. I missed a couple, and I just want to give credit to everybody. Retired Army, CSM Hernandez, thank you. Appreciate you, my friend. And sorry for my finger on the screen. Valhalla Christ. Remember, folks, this one was Trump's doing, absolutely, which were undergrounds which Biden then used to justify the brace rule. It's a big club, and we're not in it. 100%. Tom Dore, thank you very much. This was a ban that took place under Donald Trump's watch. There is no way around that. There is no way around that. And this ban used... Not so Joe Rogan. You met at Excal, Virginia. Oh, I'll see you there on the next one here coming up. Pivotal Defense, hey, buddy, thank you very much. This single ban by ATF was the start of the rest that we're using what is called Chevron deference. Now, without going crazy into the weeds, Michael Meadows, thank you for keeping us informed. Thank you for watching. If y'all just hit that like button and subscribe, that would help me out a lot. So Chevron deference is basically what ATF has been using for all of their bans since the bump stock ban. Emax Tactical, thank you. I fear the day that Thomas is no longer on the Supreme Court. legendary patriot has single-handedly helped our Bill of Rights keep alive. Yes, 100%. We need to keep Clarence alive and well. Not so Joe Rogan. Thank you, brother. Daryl Hatfield, keep it up. Thank you so much. Y'all are amazing. 14-inch. Oops, stay. 14-inch dubs. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Eddie Alford, outstanding news. USMC vet here. Keep teaching us the facts. I'll be in Johnson City, Tennessee next week. We'd love to grab a beer. What say you? I am not actually going to be in town next week as long as I can walk. And I am feeling, compared to what I've been in the last 2 weeks, I'm feeling really good. So hit me up again on my email. And well, if I'm here, yes. Ryan Swiger, thank you very much. Paul, I don't want to butcher your name, but Ambart, some, yes, thank you very much. Sorry, man. Chris Reed, thank you. So, yes, this is what ATF used for all their bans. The brace rule, the frames and receivers redefinition, this engage in the business, all these things that are going to be shot down. I mean, look what happened. The Supreme Court just eviscerated them and said, you can't do what you just did, yet they've done it several other times. Rose, thank you. I'd go on X to comment about this, but I got, man... try re-upping because they're pretty friendly to us now over there. But yeah, they're all going to fall. I've been saying this and saying this, like, keep the faith, y'all. Keep the faith. Our forefathers set up this process for a reason, and it's working. I know it sucks that it takes forever and it takes a lot of money, which I say support those who support you, but it's happening. Literally, this is a great time to be alive.